Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
right. Hey, everybody, this is Crazy Nation Radio. I know you've seen the headline on the show. This is bullshit. I don't know what BTR is fucking doing, but I've tried. It took me an hour to log in to do a show. This is so fucked. If I send a nasty email, it's either fix it or forget it. And I'm not bullshitting around about it. Fuck that. I have a Mixer site, our format too. I can do 10 more. I don't give a fuck. This is bullshit. I'm not a fucking church. I ain't preaching a fucking word. I'm not doing fucking poetry or any bullshit like that. So if that's what BTR wants from me, fuck you. I'm not doing that. That's not the kind of show I do. You know, I'm not trying to push the Bible bullshit on people and poetry. My crying fucking heart because I've been so heartbroken. So I'm so fucking ugly. I don't give a fuck. Period. So either deal with my bullshit, what I do on this show, or just get rid of me. Why did you even fuck with me in the first place? So don't start pissing me off. Because I don't deal with retardation very fucking well with people. My patients are very fucking getting short in my older age. So I'm becoming a crabby old bastard. So I don't give a flying fuck whether you like it or not. You're lost, not mine. I'm not the one losing the money. I don't give a fuck. I'll be saving money. And I'll sell my shit elsewhere. It don't matter. Fuck, man. but anyway, fuck, let's listen to a couple more songs just for the fun of it. You know, let's bring out some devil worship music. For those devil worshipers out there in the fucking church bullshit, fuckers. You know, Jesus will save you. Jesus don't fucking exist. Neither does God. George Carlin said it very well, and I believe George Carlin, and I believe anybody fucking else in this gospel. Hey, Gunslinger, I'm sorry, bro, but fuck, they've been pissed me off. Let's check this one out. Cannot Play with Madness by Iron fucking Maiden. Nah.
Can I play with madness? Thank you.
Take Thank you.
Gunslinger, I read absolutely. But usually I'm still here though. But yesterday I was gone. I was out pretty late, so sorry about that, guys. Didn't mean to do it, but had to do what I had to do. You know, the nature calls thing. But anyway, yeah, man. What the fuck? All right, Sammy. I love your brother, but I don't hear you right now. Okay, just be cool. Anyway, the computer. You know, I gotta set the thing to stop it. I'm doing that. Which I didn't do. Don't care. Don't give a shit. Anyway, I had a bitch of a time. I wanted to start the show like a half hour ago. And it kept telling me, it's just saying it's a payment issue. I don't get what the fuck their problem is. BTR. But I, you know, you know, you send me this good deal and I take it and I'm going with it. But it seems like you're trying to cock block me. To try to fuck it up or something. That way you would charge me full fucking price or whatever you do. Well, that ain't going to happen. So I'll just stop the card. I'll kill the account. Don't give a fuck. Don't care. Don't matter to me. You won't get nothing out of me. But anyway, that's the way you want to do it. That's, well, hey, no big deal, man. So anyway, hey, Gun, everybody, sorry about that. It was just, I mean, it frustrates me when you can't get in. You know, you want to click on the motherfucker, program the show in, do it. You know, we got to type that shit out. All that stuff you see, announcement, the show, everything, I type out shit. And, you know, hey, I used to never do that. A BTR, fuck? No, never had to. Just click on start over. Just keep on going. Don't fucking stop. Keep the show rolling. It's not like that anymore. You got to post all this other silly shit and fucking, yeah, man, it's a trip. Anyway, hey, I don't give a fuck. But anyway, tonight we're going to talk about the fucking balloon. You know, matter of fact, I'm going to play that song. You're going to love it. But, we're going to get to some more clips. We're going to get some clips in a minute. But, man, I'm going to tell you what. This is fucking bullshit. It is. I shouldn't have to sit a whole fucking hour to try to get my fucking show started up and running. Really? I mean, I have two fucking computers, y'all, that handles this shit. You know, no problem with the computers. It's all the other bullshit. Anyway, so I'm done. I'm not going to rant and rave and, you know, until I done post on Facebook. I'm used bad language. Well, fuck, I do. That's just the way the fuck I am. So either you fucking like it or you fucking don't. So if you don't fucking like it, fuck off. I don't care, personally. So there you go. That's from me to you. All you, my faithful fucking listeners out there, you know how I am, man. You know, I'm a real motherfucker and I don't play around. Don't give a shit. But anyway, this is the Laura Ingraham. She's kind of sexy. Maybe somebody, not me. But anyway, let's check her out. See what you got to say about the balloon.
I'm Laura Ingraham, and this is Ingraham Angle from Washington Tonight. China's trial balloon. That's the focus of tonight's angle. Now, just like the spy balloon itself, America's China apologists were floating around today.
I am kind of prepared to accept the Chinese explanation for this balloon. I've had some personal experience with using balloons as reconnaissance devices, and they're not very efficient. I don't think the Chinese would expend the political capital here.
Washington lost its collective mind yesterday on this. The Chinese do spy on us. I think there, you know, this goes back to maybe some kind of old Cold War worry about, you know, about something kind of tangible looking up at us. The joke I had in my household is that, you know, are they kind of getting a preview of the next season of Yellowstone?
Yellowstone? What a riot. Send him out on the comedy circuit. Well, the Chinese are laughing at us, that's for sure. The role of the Pentagon under Biden seems clear. Unless we're talking about sending billions in weapons to Ukraine, well, the Pentagon's role is pretty much one of an observer.
Once it's over a body of water, will you shoot it down?
The North American Aerospace Defense Command continues to monitor it closely.
Who is controlling this balloon right now? Is the Chinese government controlling the movement of the balloon, or is it just floating with airstreams?
Right now, we're monitoring the situation closely. We will continue to monitor. We'll continue to review our options and provide information and updates.
Well, since we're in the observation and monitoring business, NORAD's simply tracking the Red's balloon. It does have experience, though, in doing this tracking thing, after all.
The continental U.S. NORAD region, also known as CONAR, continues our no-fail mission of securing the airspace over the United States.
Still, on December 24th, we take on the extra special mission of tracking Santa Claus.
Just like they do with Santa, NORAD should set up a website for all of us to follow to track this round figure.
You said several times that the U.S. is reviewing its options. I'd like some clarity. Is the option of shooting down the balloon, particularly as it's going over more populated areas, off the table? Is that still amongst the options that the U.S. military is considering?
We're just not going to get into an hour by hour where the balloon is. So we will do our best to keep you and the public informed.
But the general did give us a little play-by-play.
It currently is traversing the continental United States. Right now, we assess that it'll probably be over the United States for a few days, but we'll continue to monitor, review our options, and keep you updated as again.
He's like Al Roker and the Doppler radar. I think this is humiliating for the United States. That even General Wesley Clark and former Obama SecDef Leon Panetta, they felt the need to chime in.
It is our airspace that we have to protect. So I suspect that there are ways to be able to go after this balloon, whether to shoot it down or whether to intercept it in some way, or whether to interfere with what the maneuverability of the balloon, which obviously is of concern.
And former CIA officer Bob Baer was even more blunt, echoing what the angle just warned about last night. This entire exercise was a trial balloon, literally, floated by China to see how long it would take for us to react forcefully.
The spy balloon, the Chinese would take our plane, they've taken our planes down that weren't even flying in their airspace. They forced them down. We let it go. We keep on appeasing the Chinese, and they'll keep pushing.
And for all those Pentagon groupies who are buying the line that the generals are worried about collateral damage on the ground if they shot it down, okay, get your head screwed on straight. If we can hit home plate in Yankee Stadium with the cruise missile launched thousands of miles away, I think we could pop a balloon without endangering human life. And if not, maybe we should reconsider what we're getting for that $850 billion a year we spend on defense at this point. And our Secretary of State should have immediately canceled, not postponed, his trip to Beijing over this Chinese provocation.
This trip that was planned by the Secretary of State. We hope that ultimately things will settle down and they'll be able to get back to a negotiating table.
No, that's stupid. The U.S. statement on this should have been short and to the point. Something like, we consider this move to be a deliberate provocation and a blatant violation of our airspace and our sovereignty. We have taken swift action to eliminate the potential intelligence threat to the CCP action posed to our nation, and any nation or organization that attempts anything similar will find the same result. All future high-level discussions with China are hereby postponed indefinitely. That's what we should have said. Now, this MIC balloon may or may not be really good at collecting sensitive information. We have no idea. But that's frankly irrelevant. By launching it, watching it, and then watching the U.S.'s slow response, Xi is learning a lot about us, the great United States. We appear to be more worried about offending the Chinese, more afraid of protesters storming our capital, than protecting our own homeland against a communist aggressor. The sad fact that as long as Biden is president, China does have all the leverage. Our military is hyper-focused on Europe. Our supply chains are still in China. We've depleted our munitions by sending so much to Ukraine, and our military is mired in woke nonsense. The fact that Xi lied about COVID, took Hong Kong, enslaved the Uyghurs, and instead of moving to decouple from the evil regime bent on world domination, we just keep going back for more. For better relations, Wall Street wants more business engagement, universities want more Chinese students. It's frankly, all of it, disgusting. And it's un-American. And that's the angle.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling.
All right, Sean Hannity, I don't know. Every time you've been in the video, you hear shit. Anyway, you're right, Gunn. They said two. Could be two balloons. You know, it's fucking crazy. You know, it's just, it's just, and they just watch it. They're just floating around, no big fucking deal, you know. Yeah, but anyway, I got to do this. I got to play this song. Here we go. Single by the Fifth Dimension, up, up and away in my beautiful balloon. So, you know, it's one of them things that, you know, it just amazes me. Fucking spy satellite or whatever thing, balloon, spy balloon, over very serious military weaponry, nuclear warheads and shit like this. and they just watch it. No big fucking deal. It's okay. They're friends of ours. They're friends of the Bidens and the rest of the rich motherfuckers. They know. They're all friends. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's all right. Don't worry. China will be taking over pretty soon anyway. So, you know, but anyway, let's do one more balloon song for the fucking fun of it, because I think this shit's fucking the land of the tarred. I swear to God, it's got to be so fucking stupid. I mean, really, to watch the fuck. God, fuck me. Anyway, here we go.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
People don't understand that song. They say, oh, that's an 80s deal, you know, hippity-dippity bullshit song, you know, laddie-laddie girl bullshit. It's not. If you understood the lyrics in this song, it ain't. It ain't this all happy, funky 1980s fucking hip-hop, flippity-flop bullshit music. It actually had a serious message to it. People don't understand it. I'm going to help you. I'm just that kind of guy. I'm going to help you out. I find it. Okay, here it is. Let's see. All right. I'm going to kill the music to it, but I'm going to read the lyrics to you. Okay, 99 Red Balloons. Okay, it's the name of the song. It's by Nina, this chick, whatever. Anyway, we're going to get into the lyrics of the song to get you better understand the song itself. So whenever you listen to it again, you'll catch on. It's pretty crazy. It starts out, you and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we got. Set them free at the break of dawn till one by one were gone. By one, do you understand? Till one by one they were gone. Okay, so you got that. Anyway, let's go to that little scroll part of the lyrics. I don't have the whole sheet in front of me, so I'm going to have to piece it together for you. So wait. Then it goes back at base, bugs in the software, flash the message, something's out there. Floating in the sky, 99 red balloons go by. You know, back at the base, bugs are in the software, flashing the message, something's out there. So see, that's the, you know, people don't understand. When a song's being sung, sometimes the words sound like something different and people go by that. That's not the gospel here. Like in a song, man, it's kind of scary, really. Once you catch on, if you ever listen to the song, watch the lyrics, and that'll give you a better idea what they're talking about. They're talking about nuclear war. That's what they're talking about. So, you know, so it's just one of those things, and people don't understand music is different than what you think it's bar. It's entertaining. I get that, but there's a reason for it. There's a story behind every song has a reason. All right. Okay, so it's 99 red balloons floating in the summer sky. Panic bells, it's red alert. There's something here from somewhere else. And see what I mean? That just don't sound like, you know, I love you, yeah, yeah. No, it's not. It's something totally based on it. So anyway, it goes on. It says, the war machine, it springs to life, opens the eager eye focused on the sky as 99 red balloons go by. See? These balloons floating over Montana, whatever the fuck it is, you know, what does that mean? Why are they doing that? You know, and how, if you're going to be a fucking spy, why would you send a big object like that float over the sky to check out motherfuckers when you got satellites can do the same goddamn thing, you know? Anyway, so the song goes on. This last part, like I'm saying, I'm going to read to you. Anyway, it's 99 Decision Street, 99 Mystery Meat. To worry, super scary, call out the troops now in a hurry. So, see, that's what that song meant. That's pretty fucked up, ain't it? You wouldn't think that about that song. Oh, that's a really young girl, you know, bebopping bullshit. No. Anyway, let's check this out real quick. Let's clip, and then we'll start talking about Craig on the phone lines. We'll get into the party. Oh, God, it's getting fucking crazy. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Ron. Why don't you learn how to run the show better, son? Hold on, I'm having a moment here. Here we go. Now, let's try this.
Former CIA director and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He is a Fox News contributor and author of his new book, Never Give an Inch, Fighting for the America I Love. And that is a title that I think is quite relevant today. Good to see you, Secretary Pompeo. I think it's
Martha,
astonishing,
it's
frankly, to most Americans to hear that we're just going to let this surveillance gathering Chinese spy balloon keep floating over the United States for as long as it hangs around.
Yeah, Martha, I agree with you. It should be surprising to most Americans. We ought to bring this darn thing down. We have the capabilities and tools to do that. I'm confident that we could have done so safely. I think we probably still can do so safely, and we ought to do that. I'm happy to hear. I hope it's true that we've stopped it from transmitting data that it was collecting. And the Chinese say this was just a weather surveillance device. That's just fundamentally inconsistent with what the Chinese are doing all across America today. And Martha, as much as the intelligence, the fact that they've now penetrated our airspace, put a very visible symbol of their country over our airspace, and we have done nothing. This is a green light for bad guys all around the world, including Xi Jinping. There is the military significance, but also the political significance attached to the fact that Xi Jinping is clearly probing to see if the Biden administration is serious about never giving an inch about protecting our country. And to date, it doesn't appear to me that he's prepared to push back against them in any serious way.
So, I mean, what happens next? Are we going to let them have this back? Or do you have to take it down and see what's in it, see what information is in there, and say no? I heard General Stavridis earlier today, oh, we're going to see a lot more of these. We're going to see a lot more of these balloons crossing over the country, so just get used to it. And in fact, they've come here before. You were in office. Have they come here before, these balloons? And were you aware of them?
Not to the best of my knowledge. I've spoken with Ambassador O'Brien, too, the National Security Advisor. This is different in kind, for sure. You told me folks can see this from the ground. I don't remember reports of anybody seeing this from the ground during our 4 years in office. This is not something we should take for granted. We shouldn't allow this to continue to happen. They are probing us everywhere, Martha. They're probing us in the Pacific with their fighter aircraft. We had a close incident not too many weeks ago. They're probing us in our home by putting propaganda on TikTok, poisoning our children. They're working in our schools and universities. This is just another example of the Chinese Communist Party's aggression. And to the extent that we give an inch, to the extent we appease them, they'll continue to expand. And, you know, if we can't take down this balloon, if President Biden won't respond to this seriously, I doubt that his statement that we will defend Taiwan and help the Taiwanese people is something that Xi Jinping will ever take seriously.
So do we have similar devices over China? Is that why we're not, you know, saying that we're going to shoot it down, because then we would see them retaliate in kind?
I was involved in all kinds of espionage, Martha. I can't talk about the details, but make no mistake about it. Every country tries to stop the other countries from collecting against them. There were massive Chinese counterintelligence efforts. We should perform counterintelligence here. We should stop their collection against us. You know, these arguments, Martha, we heard them all the time. The Chinese were spying, the biggest spying operation I think ever in America, from the diplomatic facility in Houston, Texas. And for years, we knew that, and we did nothing. In the Trump administration, I directed that consulate be closed. They were stealing American jobs and American secrets. In this same way, the Biden administration responded to this effort to steal America's information, to steal its stuff, and frankly, to make us look weak on the global stage.
So the Pentagon told us that the balloon had limited additive value from an intel collection perspective, because they also have satellites that are further up that they think may be as good or better at collecting that intelligence. So what are they doing? What are the Chinese doing? What kind of point are they trying to prove? And or are we the ones who are naive in thinking that that balloon is not gathering significant intelligence?
Well, one of the pieces of intelligence they're collecting is how will America respond when we violate the law and we violate American airspace? That's an incredibly important piece of intelligence for the Chinese leadership to know. Is the Biden administration remotely serious about protecting the American people? As for the technical collection, what they're actually gathering, maybe the Department of Defense knows, maybe they've got this all figured out. But boy, wouldn't it be great, Martha, to show the world, to get this thing down, to bring it in, to do the analysis and collection that we need, and then to, if it's appropriate at that point in time, show the world, the American people, this is what the Chinese Communist Party is doing all across the world, and we need to stop them.
So we'll see if that's what they do. And we wait to hear something substantive from the president about his reaction here. We know that the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, canceled his trip. I think there was pretty much widespread support for that decision. Former Secretary of State Pompeo, thank you very much. Good to have you here, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, Sean Hannity.
See you later. Anyway. Anyway, yeah, man. What the fuck? Would they let us put balloons over their fucking property? Really? Yeah. Yeah. The Chinese ain't fucking around. Matter of fact, there's another one out there. And I'm just speculating on this. I'm not actually, I don't know it for a fact. This new website called Temu. You can buy shit real cheap from the Chinese people. I'm really, really cheap too. I mean, but you know, what's up with that? You know, that's kind of fucking freaky. But anyway, who knows? They're going to collect your data. TikTok can fucking get your data. Well, that doesn't matter. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't fucking matter. When you log into any computer or any information, I don't give a fuck what you put in there. I don't care. Like, your fucking email, all your shit knows your personal information. So if they can get a hold of that, they can get a hold of you. It don't matter. We are counted like cattle. That's what the fuck this is all about. People don't get that. They want to frustrate you. I mean, look at the laws we have in this country alone. Jesus. It's pretty much of a fuck you situation. Everything you do is controlled by these motherfuckers. They control every aspect of your fucking life. Every bit of it. You don't know it. You might think you're free. You might think everything's all fucking peachy until they fucking come knocking at your door for some fucking reason. It's something they don't like that you do. You know? I mean, I'm not saying go out and harm anybody or cause anybody any ill will or steal or do anything wrong to people at all. Don't do that. That's the problem, you know? You give these motherfuckers, by the stupid shit you do, you give them the power to fuck you. That's it. You know? That's it. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's crazy. Then they abuse it. Once they get you in the system, they trap you like a fucking animal, lock you away for a fucking whatever reason. But I'm not talking, like I said there again, if you're there's a victim damage or fraud, that's a crime. You need to go to fucking jail. That's all. You fucked up. But that's according to constitution. But that's not it. There are so many fucking laws. You know, so many fucking laws. I like the Second Amendment. The most attacked amendment is goddamn guns. Fucking guns. They want to disarm you, so you're a real pussy. That's that. It's crazy. I mean, now I just seen they came out with something about this AR-15 pistol or some shit, whatever the fuck that's all about. That the feds have popped a law against that. You can't own one of those. You gotta suck their dick to be able to have it. I don't know. But see there again, it ain't the fucking weapon. It's not the gun. I mean, you know, if a motherfucker gets fucking stabbed to death by a goddamn steak knife, do you ban steak knives? There's more than one way to die. Seriously. Really, there is. Guns are just convenient, that's all. But you see what I mean. I mean, I don't like gun violence, nobody else. What they're meant for. They're not meant for that. They're meant to survive, you know, by eating, you know, hunting, shit like that. And if somebody wants to get fucking threaten your life to kill you, well, you should have that fucking option. And if everybody had that fucking option, we wouldn't have the fucking problems we got. You know, problem eliminated. Motherfucker, back in the day, people didn't act like this back in the day. They didn't. You know, the old time, Western time, shit like that, everybody did carry a gun. You know, everybody did carry a gun. And nobody gave a fuck. But people were in better order. They had respect. They did the right thing. Now, we need more rights. But you need to take away 10. Give me one and take 10. That's how the fuck it works. They give you one little bitty one, and they take 10 big motherfuckers away from you. That's right. They do. They take your shit away. So anyway, with all said, I'm going to bring Gunslinger here with me. But yeah, man, I don't know. This fucking balloon bullshit. People, oh, my God, I'm so worried. I'm sorry. I had to laugh. I'm so sorry, but I can't. What do you expect me to do? You know, get all bent out of shape? I mean, if it was me, myself, personally, I would have took the motherfucker down. Ain't that what you do? Defend your fucking area so that you're resistant. You just don't let that shit happen. You know what I mean? Then you had that one motherfucker, was it Swalwell, that had the Chinese fucking bitch, you know, he's sleeping with, and she was a spy, and they knew that too, all that time. What do you expect? If you're that, but they think the Chinese people think we're fucking stupid. That's why I put in Land of the Fucking Tard. I'm right. I know I'm right. Ain't no fucking doubt about it. These motherfuckers think we are fucking stupid, and we are. Technically, we're dumb and fuck. I mean, we are the dumbest people to ever live on the earth. The most powerful country in the world, but the most dumbest motherfuckers live there. Us. So anyway, what's happening, Gunslinger? Welcome to my fucking rant of the night.
Boy, son, you ain't kidding. Damn. Mm-hmm. I did. Wow. Don't know where to start. I mean, these dumb fucks. I mean, that's their job. This is why we so-called pay taxes. It's for these to protect the country from invasions. Uh-huh. What the hell? Why not? I mean, we're being invaded from the southern border. Why not from the air now, Chet?
Well,
make it a party.
Yeah.
But
they said it's been happening more than once.
This ain't the
first time.
This ain't the first time. Well, obviously, no, it ain't going to be the first time. Now they're saying there's two of them. One coming over Canada.
Right. And look at this. Okay, compared to the size of this motherfucker. Why? First off, if I was spying on somebody, I wouldn't want them to know I was doing it, first off. You know what I mean? and send over something big as that fucking balloon is, are you really? You know, if you don't notice it. So, you know, it don't make no sense. It just don't make no fucking sense. This might all be bullshit. You know, Gunslinger, this might all be just some bullshit. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are called false flags.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Right.
And a lot of it has come true, whether you like it or not. Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
These people with some of these mass shootings and school shootings, they've actually hired crisis actors. Go Google it.
Yep.
There.
Yep. I've seen it. I've seen it many times.
Actors to go
uh-huh.
in there and portray something like that, where they can have
right.
all this great response and all these, you know,
right.
fire trucks and cop SWATs and all this bullshit. And then, oh, look at what happened to the innocent children. Now we got to ban guns. We got to have more laws.
Mm-hmm.
More laws.
Right.
More laws.
Right.
Laws.
Right.
But they're the cocksuckers that goddamn started it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like that one kid just got killed recently where the cops beat him up and killed him. You know, when I first heard
yeah.
that news breaking, so what fucking gun law are they going to change next?
Yeah.
You know, what's the new
yeah.
gun restriction now? But there wasn't a gun used.
Yeah,
well, fuck, why not? But the motherfucker died by the cops,
yeah.
so we need another gun law. Fuck it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And when they produced that story, you know, why didn't they say there was a gun about it? It's just that there was a gun about it. We came up with another fucking law. And another. There's so many
yep.
laws. You know, it's like, okay, I got one. Guy's on probation. You know, ain't supposed to drink or all that shit, blah, blah, blah. He goes in the local store. Grabs him a couple cans of beer. Probation agent seen him, turned him in. They file a citation under bogus probation. Okay. But he was never charged with
yeah.
anything to do with alcohol at all. You know what I mean? But because he bought it, and it's legal to buy it, and he's of age to buy it, they're going to try to violate his probation. See what I mean?
Well, of course. That makes more money for them. Fuck the charge.
Exactly.
You know, fuck the charge.
Right.
As long as they
exactly.
can, as long as they get you for a probation violation or
right.
a bond revocation or whatever they call it. Okay?
Yep.
Maybe I'm watching too many Patty Mayos on YouTube. You ever watch that?
Oh yeah.
Bond.
That guy.
Bond
and
Bounty Hunter.
I don't like him. That motherfucker. Ever fuck with me, I'd fuck his world up. You know that motherfucker.
Well, I mean, but I mean the concept of what they do, revocation of bonds, going after
oh,
fucking idiots and all that.
Right. Well, yeah.
You know.
Right. I understand that. Yeah. It's about money. It's,
that's
it
true.
Is. Like, we got bond
money.
Agents here in Missouri.
Yeah, they're all over the place. Yeah.
I mean, why not? Right. You ain't they fuck man. They give a cut of that money to the courts automatically, and they never give it back. They never have to give it back to you. Now some states do, like the state of Illinois. Believe it or not, well, back, I don't know how they do it now, but anyway, back years ago, they used to, I think they still do it the same way. You post bond to the state. You take money to the jails, cops take your money, they pop you out of jail, you show up for court, you go to trial, do everything you're supposed to do, and then it's over, they give your money back. You know what I mean? So.
I don't think it's like that anymore.
That could be, but anyway, a bond agent, what they get, your bond, say, $2,000. They just sign their fucking name to it. You hand them $2,000 or whatever, you know, well, 10% of the amount, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So they stick that money in their pocket. They ain't got to give it, they give a certain cut to the court, though. The court gets a certain amount, like 20, 30% of that. And never have to pay it back. Never have to pay it back at all.
Nope.
So why not? An easy way to steal fucking money. License to steal fucking
money
is all it is. Right. Right.
Yep, free
exactly.
money.
Right. Right. Either going to get the money from you or going to get from the federal fucking government. That's where they're going to get it from. Guarantee it. If they
yep.
got to house you, they're going to tell the feds, we're taking care of one of your fucking deals. You know, we're housing your fucking surplus. You need to pay us money for the rent. Or else they wouldn't be in business. You know, they just wouldn't fucking be in business. It's bullshit. And they blame the tax for, the tax for pet. Yep, the pet, sure fucking right they do. If everything's so great and fine and fucking dandy and all this shit, but we give all this money to all these cocksuckers overseas all the fucking time and take care of all their bullshit and their problems, got open border feeding these motherfuckers, everything like that. We got fucking American people living on the fucking streets of California, fucking New York, everywhere. Every fucking where in the United States, somebody's fucking living on the street because the cost of living is so goddamn high. COVID comes along, everybody became fucking rich. That's what happened. Landlords jacked the rent fucking twice the rate. Power company jacked the rate for power, everything, food, clothes, getting a head job, what the fuck ever you're getting went up. You know what I'm saying? You can't buy a $20 hooker anymore. Hookers are even got more expensive. Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but that's what the fuck you're seeing. You know, last year, let's try this out. Before COVID, I could rent the house for $350, but today they want $1,800. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how insane it is. Most people don't even make that in a month. Can you see an $1,800 fucking rent on a fucking apartment or house? Period. Now, I wouldn't give a fuck if I had all the money in the world. I would not do it. I just couldn't see myself paying that kind of money.
That's plus
it's ridiculous.
Plus utility.
Exactly.
And that's not not included.
No, the utilities ain't counting no more. No.
That's not including your fucking two car payments and your boat payment and the insurance and all that bullshit.
Right. Then your bar tab.
If you don't
If
you don't make $10,000
a month, your bookie, the casinos, goddamn, those guys survive.
If you don't make $10,000 a month, you're fucked up. You're poor. You're piss poor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get fucking phone sisters call me all the fucking time. I mean, my A and B, C and D fucking health insurance, all kinds of shit. And my final expense and shit like this, you know, I keep calling my, I was like, are I dying soon, motherfucker? Is that what you're thinking? Why would you want to sell a motherfucker burial insurance if they're not going to die soon? You know, if they're going to die soon, why would you sell them burial insurance where, you know, they pay you $20-$30 and all of a sudden this fucker dies and you got to give them $50,000? That don't make no sense. You know what I mean? So it's a scam.
Yeah.
It's a fucking scam. Fuck you. You're fucking retarded. Right. So anyway. It goes on and on. It never ends, man. It's crazy. I had something in my brain. I forgot what it was. But it's just unfucking believable how people have started to turn against each other. And that's it. People are turning against each other. People ain't as close as they used to be anymore, man. It's a great divide, and they want that. You know, back in the day, matter of fact, I watched a documentary yesterday this morning on the guy who invented television. The actual guy actually did it. And it wasn't RCA. It was somebody else, some other guy, 14 years old, thought, you know, came up with the idea of this bullshit about television. But anyway, one philosopher said one time that the invention of television is going to turn us all into fucking zombies. And guess what? It did it very well. Then add
and
computer
the cell phones,
age.
And then the cell phones finished us off.
Right. Get to the computer age, get to the cell. Exactly. Right. That's right. So that's why, you know, like when I came up with the saying, the land of Tard, is because that's what we live in now. Look around you. Look at the people around you. You know, go to the store and watch and see how many motherfuckers you see finger fucking a cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, cell phones get finger fucked more than any woman ever that has lived in the fucking planet Earth. I'm serious, man. People finger the fuck out of that phone. Finger fucking the telephone. God. I'm saying they beat on them. I've watched them. You know, they're typing shit so fast, that motherfucker. You know, it's you know, it's crazy. But, you know, people don't seem to get the fucking idea. You're not free. Your brain fucking washed. That's what the fuck you are. You're fucking locked in this world, man.
But according to George the God, we are free.
Jesus Christ, you just had to bring
we're
that fucker
free.
Up. Jesus.
And the God, free just, has a backup too, goddammit.
Just when I was starting to get in a good mood.
I know, shit. All hell, George.
Yeah.
The fucking
crazy mother. Crazy motherfucker.
I thought Mike would be here. He got a story for you.
He does.
Speaking of the God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mighty hell, George. Yeah, I thought he'd be in here today, and even I was involved. Oh, you was involved too. You don't even know it.
Okay,
what am I missing?
Okay, what?
Well, last night, okay, you know, King George broadcast on Rumble Bumble. Okay, Rumble.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Right.
It's like speaker with the video and all that shit.
Right. Right.
Obviously, Mike is not. He hasn't banned him in there. I don't know if he can or not. I'm sure he's banned from Mixer. But he's not banned, obviously, from Rumble Bumble there, because I don't think you can ban people. You can kick them, but you can't ban them.
Right.
Well, he was in there because he called me, okay? And I wasn't even there. I wasn't even in the fucking chat room. Didn't even know he had it. Well, I knew he was doing Rumble, but that's always what he's done. Well, Mike calls me and says, you know, he was just listening. And as long as you don't type anything, it doesn't show up that you're in the chat room. Follow me?
Right.
Okay. Even though you sign up with the Rumble Bumble thing,
right,
if you don't type anything in the chat room, then your nickname does not show up.
Right.
Well, Mike said that all he did was type like a space or something. His name popped up. Okay, because he goes by his name. Oh, my God. George came unglued. Literally. Mike said that George said, well, are you here to beg for forgiveness?
Oh, my.
You don't think that motherfucker has mental goddamn illness? And then he goes on a tirade. Then he goes on a tirade against me and you, and we wasn't even there.
No shit. I'd love to hear that. I wonder if I have that.
I got it saved.
Sure
you do. I've got it. I'll send you the link to the show. Yeah.
I got to hear this. I got it. Matter of fact, I'll play it. Fuck it. I'll play that motherfucker.
Goddamn. Like, holy and you ought to see the look on his face.
Send it to my email, Gun.
Yeah, let me see your... Let's see. I know I had it with the... there it is. Yep. I think it starts at about 1:05, somewhere right in there. So I'm going to forward it to you. It's on its way. Yep, message sent. He has that fucking attitude. Well, don't you fuck with me, because I'll you'll regret that. Boy, wish I was there. Woo! I might have to drop. We ought to drop in on a show there Monday.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you sent him an email.
Yeah, I just sent it. Should be there any minute.
Okay, I'm still waiting for it.
I can.
There you are. It's okay. All right. Now, what part? What number? What was it? What was it on?
I think it starts at around 105. What did I say?
Shit! I don't have a Rumble account on this goddamn computer. Give me a second.
Well, you can sign up if you want to, but I don't think you have to have a Rumble just to view it.
Yeah, I'll try to go into my Facebook.
I think it starts at around the 108 time frame, and something 110, 15, something like that.
All right. That's one bunch of shit. I tell you, Gun, I'm going to flip a clip real quick for a second, man. All right. And I get right back to you. I'm going to try to load this up real quick. So it's going to be a minute. So if y'all be patient with me, I'm going to throw this. Tucker Crossing Club up, remember, right back.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. You often hear people say you can't have a country without borders. You can't have a country if you don't have borders. But that's also true of airspace, which is itself a kind of border. So maintaining control of the skies over the United States, deciding who comes in and out and on what terms, that's one of the most basic duties of the Pentagon and has been since aviation began. If you were to fly your Cessna in restricted airspace in parts of this country, the U.S. military would scramble jets and they might shoot you down. So it's not a small infraction. Unless, of course, you happen to be the Chinese government and you're operating an enormous white dirigible designed to spy on American nuclear installations. In that case, you could relax. You've got friends at the White House. Absolutely nothing is going to happen to you. Now, that's not an imaginary scenario. We're not guessing. We know it's true because we're seeing it right now. As you've doubtless heard, an enormous spy balloon the size of several school buses has floated over from central China. It's currently, we think, drifting across the continental United States. Yesterday, it passed over Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. That's one of only three places in this country that houses Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles. By this afternoon, the Chinese spy balloon had made it to Kansas City. And there, over the skies of that city, a pilot flying a private plane at 47,000 feet came close to hitting the Chinese spy balloon. Derelict balloon adrift, he said, in a notice to other nearby pilots. But it was not a derelict balloon. It was a balloon being controlled by China. In other words, here we have a foreign military aircraft over our country spying on our critical defense installations and posing a civilian aviation. That seems like a big deal. If you want to know how big a deal, consider how would we respond if Putin were doing this, if this were a Russian spy balloon? Well, you'd have the world's shortest news story. Russian spy balloon spotted offshore. Entire U.S. Air Force mobilized. Balloon reduced to vapor in seconds. So no, there would not be a lot of debate about what to do about a Russian spy balloon. We'd kill it instantly, as you would any hostile foreign intrusion. But things turn out to be a little different when it's a Chinese spy balloon. As far as we know, Vladimir Putin has never sent cash to Joe Biden's crackhead son. He probably should have. That would have been a very wise investment in retrospect. The Chinese government, long thinking as always, did send cash to Joe Biden's crackhead son, and apparently to Joe Biden himself. And that paid off. Watch some robot from the Pentagon tell you that you have no right to know anything about this Chinese spy balloon. You think you're a citizen or something? Here it is.
The position of the balloon classified?
Phil, right now, what we're not going to do is get into a hour-by-hour location of the balloon. Again, we're monitoring it closely. As I mentioned, right now, it's over the center of the continental United States. That's about as specific as I'm going to get.
But I understand I'm being convenient, but does the public not have a right to know if the balloon is over
the public certainly
state?
Has the ability to look up in the sky and see where the balloon is.
The public has the right to look at the sky. Go stare at the sun. That's what the guy just said. What you didn't hear was a lecture about how the Chinese military is a threat to our democracy and our American way of life. It's not like the Chinese invaded Ukraine. No, just our country. So no big deal. Stop asking questions. Joe Biden, of course, took that very same position today. Watch.
Remember what the economy was like when I got here? Jobs were hemorrhaging. Inflation was rising. We weren't manufacturing a damn thing here. We were in real economic difficulty. That's why I don't. Thank you.
Notice the calm smiles. Walk this way, Mr. President. They knew they weren't going to answer questions on that. And it raises a much bigger question, which is why? What's going on here? What else do they but refuse to tell us? Well, today, Pentagon sources conceded that the Biden administration has actually been tracking this Chinese spy balloon for months since it left China. That means they watched it float over the Pacific. They watched it pass over the Aleutian Islands and into American airspace. And at any time, they could have shot it down over the water, by the way, risking no life on the ground. But they didn't do that. Why didn't they do that? No one will say. Instead, the trusty Pentagon robot offered this explanation. This is one of the dumbest explanations ever articulated from a podium in Washington. Here it is.
You said that this is violating our airspace, so why not take it down?
We assessed that it does not pose a risk to people on the ground as it currently is traversing the continental United States. And so out of an abundance of caution, cognizant of the potential impact to civilians on the ground from a debris field, right now we're going to continue to monitor and review options.
So the U.S. military is in fact protecting you by letting a Chinese spy balloon hover over our nuclear facilities. That is, in total, an insultingly ridiculous series of sentences. They make no sense. But the administration's position on the Chinese spy balloon becomes not just ridiculous, but scary when you learn that this is not the first Chinese spy balloon. Other Chinese spy balloons have flown over this country, and the Pentagon didn't shoot them down either. Now, you probably didn't know that because nobody told the public about it. The existence of those Chinese spy balloons was classified. Apparently, it still is classified. Joe Biden's Pentagon briefers didn't say a word about it today, as you just saw. And by the way, it's not just Chinese spy balloons over this country. It's many other countries. Nearly identical Chinese spy balloons have been dispatched by the Chinese military into the airspace of Japan and India. and the Philippines, and in at least one case, probably all cases, at least one we know of, over a military installation. So Chinese spy balloons are actually kind of expensive to make, and there's a diplomatic risk deploying them over other people's airspaces. We're seeing that happen now. So you don't do this on a whim. Hey, let's send spy balloons over the United States. You do it for a reason. The question is, what's the reason? We're going to try to get to the bottom of it if we can. We're joined now by someone who's paid a lot of attention to surveillance. His name is Nicholas Chalian. He's the former chief software officer of the U.S. Air Force. Ms. Chalian, thank you so much for coming on. What do you think is going on here? What's your best guess?
Well, you've seen effectively the biggest experiment from China, where they first of all got probably a very high rate of high definition pictures of those sites, right? And keep in mind that the balloon is at 60,000 feet, so they're able to get better pictures, higher definition pictures of the sites. Of course, the balloon is also much slower than a low orbit satellite. Additionally, you've seen the ability for China to understand how quickly we're able to detect the balloon and also respond to it, and also take some insight when it comes to our electronic warfare capabilities. And finally, of course, you've seen China getting some insight when it comes to the ability to understand how the leadership at the Pentagon and the White House are able to respond to this.
Well, that's, I think, your last point is a particularly interesting one. So you have to know when you launch a spy balloon the size of several school buses that someone's going to see it. And so then you're going to find out if the country has the will to resist your incursion into their airspace. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. But it's also interesting, right, because I don't think they were trying to hide the balloon. So they were probably trying to test us more than anything else and trying to see how quickly we're able to respond and also see what kind of capabilities we have when it comes to electronic warfare, because that's also the ability for us to hide some of the data they're trying to gather when it comes to flying over the airspace.
As we said a minute ago, and it has not been widely reported in the U.S. press, but balloons of this kind from China have been spotted over a bunch of different countries. We're getting a report right now as we're speaking that one has been seen tonight over Latin America, somewhere in Latin America. Does that surprise you?
It's not surprising. Obviously, we know they have multiple instances of these balloon activity. In fact, you know, there was other use cases over U.S. territory as well. So this is not even the first time this happens over the United States.
Amazing. Nicholas Chalian, thank you so much for coming on site in that perspective. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Continental ballistic missiles. Now, the Pentagon did not inform the governor of Montana about it until after the balloon was over Montana. So, of course, they would have known because they've been tracking it since it left China, but they didn't tell Greg Gianforte, who is the governor of that state and reputed to be, we can't say we don't live there, one of the best governors in the country. We're happy to have him join us tonight. Governor, thank you for coming on. They knew it was coming over your state. You're the chief executive of your state. Why didn't anyone tell you, do you think?
Well, when I got briefed, this slow-moving balloon was hundreds of miles in Montana. It had already flown near the Air Force base and the ICBM silos. When I finally got informed, it was over our most populous city. It got spotted by a photographer at the airport.
Well, that's bizarre. I mean, that suggests deception. Of course, if you're the federal government, you alert state governments. You're the head of your state government when something like this happens. Do you have any sense what the backstory could be here?
You know, I don't. I just know, Tucker, if it was up to Montanans, this thing would have been taken out of the sky the moment it entered our sovereign airspace. And it clearly had been there for a while. It's not moving that fast.
Yeah. Unfortunately, a 308 does not extend to 60,000 feet. So you really need some kind of missile. Why do you think so? I mean, from that's really the question. From your perspective, it's a pretty clear case of we know what to do next. Shoot it down. Why do you think they didn't?
Well, I'm not sure. Initially, in the briefing I got earlier in the week, they were contemplating taking it out of the sky. For whatever reason, they didn't do that. Now, clearly, this went to the president's desk. He was given options. For whatever reason, he chose not to act. And unfortunately, the result of that is that Americans are endangered and our enemies are emboldened.
Amazing. Governor, I hate to pull random video off the internet and ask you to respond to it, but this is going around it appears to be, it's on social media, video of an explosion over your state showing what looks like a smoke trail into the sky. We can't even guess as to what this is. Do you have any information about this?
Not at this point. I was notified of it just minutes before we came on the air. We're monitoring the situation. I'm talking to our National Guard to find out if they have additional information. I'm sure I'll be briefed here in the next hour.
Last question. The explanation from, as I know you heard, the administration is we didn't shoot this down over Montana because we feared the wreckage would hurt people on the ground in Montana. But I hear you saying as the governor of Montana, you would have shot it down. So that's not a concern that would have prevented you from acting.
Well, Tucker, you've been to Montana.
Yeah,
Eastern Montana is probably one of the best places to take it down. Yeah. We could have contained it. We could have found out what the mission truly was by recovering whatever electronics are on this balloon. Again, if the Americans had flown a spy balloon over China, do you think it'd still be in the air? Of course not. We should have taken action. Unfortunately, we've emboldened our enemy today.
That is exactly right. And that's...
All right. Okay, I'm back. I can't get that fucking shit to come up, Gunslinger. It ain't going to happen for me. For some odd fucking reason.
Well, that's weird. That's a direct link to the deal.
Yeah, but it's wanting me to sign into my account and all kinds of crazy shit. And it keeps telling me it's private.
Well, it shows, you may have to sign up for Bumble Rumble or whatever.
I do have Rumble. I have it.
Oh, you do?
I don't know. See if you can try to play it.
Well, I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. I know I can play it on my computer, yeah.
I can't even play it on my computer, either one. Mm-hmm. It's once any other time I could, well... Some of his older shit I can, but what link you sent me, I can't get it. What day did he do this on? Was it yesterday? Thursday or Wednesday?
Yesterday. It was yesterday. Friday, Thursday, yeah.
All right, let me go back. Let me go back to my email.
Because
if I click on any of my email.
Wait a minute. He did that little bastard.
He cock-blocked it?
No, I'm sorry. He cock-blocked it. This video is
That's
restricted private.
Yeah, right.
I'm signed in. Yep.
Okay.
That little fucking cocksucker.
So you can't get in either, yep. Even though you're signed in?
Even though I'm signed in.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm looking at it right now. It says this video is restricted private. Didn't say that last night.
Yeah, he's trying to get rid of that motherfucker. You know?
Oh, yeah.
He woke up, oh, man, I said some shit to some people about some people that should never fucking been said. Oh,
yep.
Well. Oh, well.
I'm signed in, yep.
Anyway, I'm being rude. I didn't welcome the guest in the chat room. When the bow breaks, I guess that's what it means, welcome to the show. Yeah, you know, you walked into a crazy show. This show ain't what you usually hear on Blog Talk Radio. This ain't the usual shit. I don't care. It's not that I don't care. I just don't care about what I say. I don't give a shit. I'm not trying to preach bullshit to people. They ain't going to do it. I mean, that's what we need. We need more reality, more people talk what's going on in the world, what we see. You know, and, you know, that's, like I said, man, you know, with old George, that motherfucker, he's a narcissist.
He doesn't blame
everybody else. He don't want to blame himself for the fuck he did.
Nope.
I didn't do nothing to the motherfucker at all. Nothing.
I never said
a word about anything you two headed out or anything. Ever. Nope. You know? But, hey. Whatever. I'm still your friend. What's the rise at? You know? Why am I still Gunslinger's friend? And Mike's. And boys, yeah. And all these other people, and they don't want to run to you anymore. They, my fault. I didn't do nothing to these people to fucking piss them off at me, G. You did.
Nope.
You know, don't come blame other motherfuckers for your bullshit. You fucking tar.
For your fuck up.
Yeah,
for his
exactly.
Fuck up. Yep.
Yeah, don't use me for your downfall, bitch. You know, because I will fucking make your life a little miserable. All right, computer just killed itself. That's nice. Come back, you son of a bitch. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to hear that. That would have to be entertaining.
Yeah, God damn it, motherfucker.
Well, I always like, listen, I get entertainment out of getting him mad. You're getting him mad is most of him getting mad. Yeah, just sit, people get mad. Just to, you ain't saying nothing to the fucker. Eventually, he's going to get mad about something. Doesn't matter what the fuck it is.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter.
You know?
Even, yeah, like I said, even mentioning the simple words like Alex Jones sends him into a pie raid. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen anybody do that. I mean, that's...
Explain to me. So Mike was on his site or on his whatever and just hit something that showed Mike's name. And he went off on Mike first? Or what he...
Yep. It went off on him first. All he did was type a letter or I think he said a backward space or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
key,
that...
Right.
It just hit a key. And then his name pops up in the chat. That's where he goes off on him.
Really?
As long as you don't type anything, you can listen. And it doesn't show your...
You don't ever know you're there. Right.
Yeah. But the second you type one letter, and boom, it shows up. Yeah.
I don't know, but I'd love to hear it.
Oh, me too, Mike? Goddamn. Well, too bad he's not here tonight, here right now. Thought he was going to be.
I just love to hear what the fuck he said to him. I'd find it hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, I went into this, what you forwarded to me. And, you know, Firefox and Online, Rumble, enter email or name. Let me see if I can get in this motherfucker just for the fun of it.
I'm signed up with it, and I can't get in there because it says it's blocked. So he cock blocked it. Sorry, little bastard. No wonder he's a cunt. A coward cunt.
I'm going to... Let me see if all my shit's correct. Invalid username or password. Okay. I'm about to reset my password. Of course.
Of course.
Please check your email. Check my email. There it is. Download link. Okay, save. Password reset. Okay. I'm in the Rumble itself.
Yeah, I can get in the Rumble. Yeah, because I'm signed in, but not to that one.
No, it's straight. With me logged in, it says video is restricted/private. So he cock-blocked it completely.
He cock-blocked it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What a douche. What a douche.
Oh, he's a fucking douchebag, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, what do you have to hide, George? You know, what you got to hide, motherfucker? You know what I mean?
And what do you got to hide?
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck do you have to hide?
I can get into the one that he did, says here, 17 days ago. So he purposely cock-blocked that one. Okay.
Yeah, because of what he said against me and you.
Yeah, and Mike, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's why
yeah,
I did it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm sitting here listening to the one that was said, it says here 17 days ago, and it's playing just fine.
Well, I got one, yeah, that I checked a minute ago. It was from Wednesday. Yeah, I already trashed it, but anyway, yeah, let's see, yesterday.
Well, if you got one yesterday, that would have been.
Oh no, sorry, 12. No, I got to back up. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, and I hear it all day long.
Yeah.
Just clicked on and play it one day ago because you said it was right when the show first started. Apparently, right? When he blew up.
Oh, which?
On the show.
Well,
he
that
blew
was
up
at
on
that.
Us.
Well, yeah, when he it was at that time frame, but he blocked the whole fucking thing. So you can't see the whole.
I'm saying
whole,
you're saying 1 minute and something.
Yeah, it starts
right?
At 1 minute something. So, but it's blocked. He blocked the whole fucking thing. The whole show.
Yeah, I know, but I'm looking. Yeah, so it would have been his Thursday night show.
Yeah, Thursday. No. Thursday night show. Yeah.
Oh, because it was be. Okay. I get. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, did you see that one, the one that I posted up earlier in the chat room about that massive explosion over Montana?
Yeah, I seen something on that. Hang on a minute. Yeah, there's a straight line going up.
Well, yeah, it looks like something blew up and somebody was recording it on their fucking phone.
Right, right. You know what, man? You know, think about it, though. All these classified documents are about China. We know they're in bed with China, so what does it matter? They don't give a fuck about you or anybody else, man. They simply, whatever China wants to let China do, that's the deal. China gives them money, they let them do what they want to do. That's the deal. That's the trade-off.
There's a better video of that one, the link I just put in chat room here.
Okay. Why
massive explosion.
Why does it not click on this link site when you fucking click on this bitch?
You gotta copy, like you're gonna copy it, and then you gotta go and
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Massive explosion in Billy, Montana. Truth Press.
Mm-hmm. This is a lot bigger video.
Right. Right.
About halfway down.
Oh, it's coming down. Whatever it got hit.
Whatever it is, it's coming down. Okay. It's coming down. And the lady that was recording this says she heard a jet fly by just a minute before. Somebody
shot
something
it
down.
They shot it down. That's what they did. They shot
you think
the
a balloon makes
down.
That? You think a balloon makes that kind of a smoke?
I don't know. Not you wouldn't think so. Maybe kind of like a short, like the beginning of that tail, be about it. You know.
Yeah, I mean the
I
thing's filled with it's filled with helium.
Right.
Right. And that's it.
I don't know, Gunn. Unless whatever was in
you
it caught on fire and. It, yeah, that's
yeah,
too
but
long
look
a
at the fucking link.
That's a
see
long,
that long
trail,
fucking
man, for smoke.
That's a long,
but it could be. It could
trail.
Be. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Something was shot down. That's something. Maybe it was a fucking satellite. One of their spy
satellites. Or something else entering the orbit. Who knows, man? It's crazy. Who knows? Yeah, who knows, man? It's you never know anymore.
You never know.
Like I said, if a motherfucker would shut off his television and computer for a week and not go online, not do nothing for a week, they would be fucking lost.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely. You know, I admit I'm bad at it. First time I get in the morning, first place I go to is my computer. You know, I do. I do the same thing. You know.
See the lady that filmed that, it says here, it says, okay, here's what I just caught a few minutes ago out my window. I saw a jet go by so fast and then an explosion in the sky. Holy crap.
All right. I don't know.
Ain't no goddamn way a goddamn balloon is going to fucking make that goddamn kind of signature. Smoke signature.
I don't know. I wouldn't think so.
It ain't got no fuel on board. Yep. You know.
No. The helium, it's the only fuel it's got, and that's going to whack, it'd be gone. I don't know.
Burn. Go at helium don't even burn. Hydrogen does.
Yeah.
Anything burns. Right. In it.
I don't know. Kind of strange, isn't it?
It's kind of strange.
Who knows? Could it be just propaganda? You know what I mean? Could it be just a bunch of fucking bullshit propaganda?
Well, this lady is obviously just a regular Joe.
Yeah, you know, well, I got that. I agree with that. I understand that. You know, but wow.
Now, what that was, I don't know whether it was something that was put up there and purposely shot down just to satisfy the American people. Oh, see, we shot it down. See?
Yeah, everything's fine. That's right. And Joe's on the phone. You got to tear up all that shit.
Yeah, just, you know, no big deal. Move on. But I guarantee you, that's something that had some fuel in it of some type.
Mm-hmm.
Had to make that kind of damn kind of smoke trail. So what the fuck? I mean, these goddamn people, they're just wanting fucking to sell out this country. You know, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's all for their own personal self. They believe in their minds that the more money they have, the more powerful they are. They forget the fact that they're still a fucking human animal. We're all the fucking same. It doesn't matter what you have, man. It just don't fucking matter. But these motherfuckers, they think they're gods. They could, the Catholic religion taught them. Pay your way to heaven, motherfucker. Right. Just pay your way to heaven. You'll be all right, you know. And that's what these people believe.
It's just like, you know, just like around, if you have to shoot somebody in self-defense, they will put you through the washing machine, even though you're right.
Right.
And you had every justifiable legal deal to shoot this motherfucker because he's thinking to kill your ass. They'll put you through the ringer and all this shit. But yeah, they'll just let this thing just float over the fucking country like, bye-bye, big beautiful balloon. Well, you talk about some crooked traitors, man. These fucking people are, ooh. The founding fathers would line these some bitches up, put them on their knees like they're sucking cock, and goddamn put a bullet in their head. It's what they'd do. If this happened with, if those people back then was here now, ooh, geez. Guarantee it. I guarantee it. Founding fathers wouldn't put up with that bullshit. What's going on today? No way.
All right. Yeah, the world is, everything now is a big fucking sellout, seems like, you know. Everything has a price tag on it. That's true, you know.
It is.
Sell your people, sell your country. Who cares, you know? You can go somewhere else, you know.
Yep. It is insanity.
It is. It is straight up fucking insane. You know? It's nuts. You know? But, you know, it just gets crazier by the minute. It's every day. Constantly.
Every
day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every fucking day.
Uh-huh. Constantly. Never fucking ending. I'm sorry, I'm flipping through some silly shit here. But, you know, that's the thing. We don't look at it anymore. We just simply, we accept it. You know, we don't challenge nothing, because if we challenge it, you're wrong. Anytime you challenge something, you're just fucking dumb ass fucking wrong, you know? Like I said, like we discussed this before, Gunn, there is no freedom. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You can bitch about all you want, but you can't do nothing about it. You know? It's because nobody else will join you. Nobody else wants to get into it. Everybody else is scared. They fear, like, you know, the shit I talk in this show. People go, well, you know, man, you got to watch what you're saying, blah, blah. No, I don't. I don't care. What am I saying that's so goddamn wrong? Because I'm, you know, what my beliefs are? But it was the same as religion then, isn't it? It's the same as religion. So consider Crazy Nation Radio a religious fucking cult. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Fuck them. I'll use that coat too. Fuck yeah, man. Yep. You know, crazy almighty Rex. Fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, my children, for attending. The House of Rex. You fucking know it. Yeah. Welcome, my brothers and sisters. You know, children. Blessed be are thee, me. You know, pray to me only. Mm-hmm. Nobody else. I'm relation to L. Ron Hubbard. we got the same name, Ron and Ron. Yeah, hey. Ron and Ron. That's what I'm saying.
Ill rep.
Think ill repute, my children. Ill repute. Don't think of nothing else. Okay. Ill repute. Yeah, let's take a nice thing, take a bad thing. Car wrecks, tornadoes, hurricanes, volcanoes, and tsunamis. You know, death, terror, and destruction. Think those things. That's what you need to think all day long. The 99 balloons are coming to get you, you know.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. You know. It just amazes me, man. You know, you got to question, is this real? You know, is this real or bullshit? You know, that's... Is it some propaganda? Yeah. So he's trying to pull up some bullshit to fuck with people. You know what I mean? So, you know, the Chinese can be saying, nah, that's not our balloon. Our balloon got different color. You know? We don't use this. Why? We use different color. You know, usually big orange thing middle, you know, CCP, da-da, you know, we put a signature on that. You know? You know, that's some more broccoli. You know? Me not hurt you, me love you long time. Oh, God, psychosomatic. You know, I meant all. You know. You know, and really, being in heavy metal music all my life, be like I've been, is probably worked the fuck out of my mind. Oh, God, damn, don't know why I'm yawning. Oh, shit, but yeah, I mean, wow, man. And I, like I said, like my event tonight with BTR, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. It just keeps telling me, you need to update your credit card. I done did it. Fucking, I sent him a bad email. Real smart, like email. I did a censor on him. I did. You know? I said, something, I ain't got time to fuck with this. I really don't. You know, I got other shit. I'm on, I got other formats I could be on. You know, I don't need this one, you know. I mean, I like the phone number thing. That's kind of cool. I don't like having to program up everything every fucking time I turn on. You know, and that's the sad thing about Mixer. They had a dedicated number, which I still got Skype. I got that going. I fixed that problem. I got that for a dedicated number, you know. And I can do 12 hours a day. You know what I'm saying? So what the hell? Mm-hmm. And this is, what, 2 hours a day? But, you know, who knows? They're out to try to make money. But when they started jacking that fucking price up like they were fucking mentally retarded, like we're paying fucking rent for this shit, you know what I mean? And plus they're making money off the advertising dollars off this show. I don't know if you see any ads in here when you see it on the show, but, you know, there are those who, yeah, fuck, there's ads all over your shit. You know, aside.
I've got an ad blocker, so if it's on that
right.
Side, so.
Right, yeah, that's probably why you see the ads.
Filters out a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I got ad blocker, too. Fucking right. Everything. I don't have it on my phone, though. I need to take care of that. And I got to, you know, the Attorney General of Missouri, the new Attorney General, saying you need to call Missouri no-call list, get on that, and all kinds of fucking shit. And they're going to save the world. Stop the fucking... No, them fuckers are going to call. They don't give a fuck about that shit.
They're going to get around that around somehow, some way.
Yeah.
You know, I've had the same fucking phone number for probably 10 years now, and I'm on it, and I still get these fucking things. They call, and then nobody answers, and 5 seconds later, it hangs up. Almost every day.
Yeah. But, you know, I like when it's like it's an AI or some shit, like they're a bot, you know what I'm saying, calling you, you know. And it says, hi, my name's Becky, and I'm on a recorded line. And I said, well, hello, crackhead, on the recorded line. How are you? How old are you? Zero, you know. And it hangs up on you.
I want to have sex with you.
If you don't get the right question, it automatically hangs up. Goes the next motherfucker.
Yeah, you reached the wreck sex line. May I help you? You know.
Yeah, right. That cocksucker speaking. Yeah.
Yeah, ain't going to speak English, motherfucker. Goddamn, go back to goddamn.
Yeah, here's the other one. Hello, my name is Alex, and I am... okay, look, what's your real name? I'll talk to you. I know it ain't no fucking Alex. I don't know Hindu, Indian motherfucker nowhere. The name Alex. Bob, Greg, Jim, well, George, you know.
You know, speaking of crazy motherfuckers, you know, and people like this, happened in Houston just a few, I think it was last week again, and there's been 100 and, I think I said on the news, 110 things. These savages, you know who I'm talking about, sees you getting money, if sees you leaving a bank or an ATM machine, and they'll fucking follow you, okay, and then rob your ass.
Yeah.
And one of them went into a convenience store because he knew he was being followed, and they fucking robbed his ass right there, had it on fucking video, have it the whole night.
Broad daylight.
Broad fucking daylight. And you wonder why I carry a gun. Jesus Christ.
Every time I go to an ATM, man, I'm always looking around me. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting to a point of, you know, when me and my buddy goes out there, when he's has his days off, or he'll go by the convenience store to get some gas or something, I get out and I look around and I have my hand on my gun.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how bad it's getting.
That's how bad it's getting. Yeah.
Right. You know, it's like gun regulation shit, gunslinger. You know, I seen a story. This guy got busted for selling a gun to a fucking ATF agent. All right.
Yeah.
Stupid fucker. Let the guy walk in his house. The guy was an ex-felon. Okay. You know, this kid that sold the gun. Young guy, like in his 30s, you know, 20s, 30s, something like that. Now he don't know, you know, what's going to happen with him now. Even though he didn't do nothing with the weapon, just because he had possession of it, but it's a federal law. It's a federal law that a felon cannot have a fucking gun or ammunition.
Yeah, you know? It's federal. Yeah,
it's a federal goddamn crime.
That is the problem, is because of this federal bullshit. It's just like you can't step on the property of a school with a gun on. That's not state.
Right.
That's
right.
Federal. That's a federal gun law.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So,
right.
For example, if you're driving down the street and you get pulled over by the cops and you pull into a parking lot of a school, you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a gun on, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Or post office. Same thing with the post office.
Right.
You pull into the post office.
Right. So you got two sets of rules you have to live by. To own a gun, you have two sets of rules. You know, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And that's crazy, you know. I mean, but my point is, if it's an ex-felon, you know, and it say it was somebody that was, they went to jail for child support. How are they a threat? Or traffic tickets? Stupid shit. You know what I mean? Like that. They've been to jail, got a felony conviction because of it.
I can see stupid shit, you know. And you should, you should still be able to have your gun rights. Absolutely. I'm talking about the fucking that fucking kill people and rob people and rape people.
Right. The people are likely to do stupid shit. But there again, I believe it is just a ploy to make people think like they're being protected by the fucking government. The government's doing their job to protect you, and they're not. It ain't going to stop any illegal weapons. Give it up. You're letting fentanyl flow in this country like fucking water. You don't think illegal guns ain't coming across that motherfucker too? You know what I'm saying? Fuck.
Yeah.
You know they are. Most of these motherfuckers coming over here are fucking ex-fucking felons with guns. But they got the right to have it? You know? There's so many laws that are fucking retarded, man. I'm just, wow, you know. Because, you know, I always preach about, like, the driver's license and all that kind of shit like that. You know, what the fuck? You know, fishing license, marriage license. You got to have a license to fucking jack off. I need to call somebody up. I need to talk to the Department of Jack-Offs. So I need to get a permit to be able to jack off. How much do I have to pay for that freedom so I can beat this fucking
I need a permit every other day or twice a week or can I have one daily?
Yeah, how many ounces of piss am I allowed this week? You know, how many pounds of fucking shit am I allowed to shit this week? You know, I mean, why not? Fuck, you might as well get some money out of that, too. Motherfuckers got to piss and shit. Let's fucking get us some money. Because we're going to get some money for the fucking, that shit they're making. That fucking food going in our mouth. We got tax money from that motherfucker, so we're going to get a tax coming out, too. We're going to get you going in. We're going to get you going out, motherfucker. So, yeah, in the mouth, out the asshole, you're taxed twice.
Well, they actually do that.
Double taxation on representation.
You know, they actually do that. If you live in the city, you got sewer. So you're paying for it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Paying for it.
That's true.
Sewer.
Well, yeah, but twice. There again.
Right.
But you're paying. That's triple tax. Because you got to buy the material, use the water to cook it in. You know what I'm saying? Then you're going to piss and shit it out. So, that's the way you do it. That's the way you fucking make money, man. I'm telling you, politicians. I should have been a politician. I would have been a good fucking criminal.
I made
fucking Biden look like a fucking chump. I swear to God. I'd be selling every guy. I'd be on fucking eBay with my shit. You know?
Yep.
I mean, I'd be on eBay selling my fucking secrets. Fuck it. Might as well, Joe. You know, they bust Trump, then Joe Biden himself. That's contradicted like a motherfucker. Oh, God damn.
Even Trump was saying, I heard it a while ago, was saying, shoot the motherfucker down. That's what he would have gave the order.
Absolutely.
He would have gave the order to shoot some of it down.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. That's what a real leader does. That's what a real leader. Yeah, that's what a real leader does.
This motherfucker didn't. He didn't do it. Yeah. He didn't do shit.
He didn't get fucked in the ass by China. The China deal.
First off, he didn't know what to fucking do. He's too senile. He don't know what to fucking do.
Yeah, he's senile. He don't know what to fucking do. Yeah. You know. And whoever was left in charge, you know, whoever was left in charge in the military, they need to, you know how they fucking parade around with all these goddamn chests full of medals and all this shit. Somebody ought to go up there and rip every one of them off of them. You a bunch of goddamn pussies is what you are. Cowards, just like George Spencer. Who's online. He's a goddamn coward, just like these people are.
Mm-hmm.
What's the fucking difference? Ain't no goddamn difference.
That's it.
You've seen them. Hell, if they got near a goddamn magnet, they'd be sucked to it because of goddamn mini metals. For what? Really?
Right, exactly. Well, again, we're about out of time, my brother. Yep, you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Hey, we're about out of time. We've got like a minute left. But so anyway, I'm going to blow this camp, and I'll see you tonight. I'll see you again tonight. Hopefully, I'll be able to get on the fucking show. We'll find out. You'll see what I send up my list out, you know. If not, it's going to be full.
Hey, I was going to ask you, too. You know, I keep watching these YouTube videos of that guy, you know, Ron Pratt on YouTube. You know, he's got the... Ron Pratt. P-A-T-T. You said you knew him.
Ron Pratt. Oh, yeah.
Tow truck guy.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Yeah,
I'm
he's in St. Louis.
You know, he's got that big rotator thing. I was going to ask you, is those winches on there, are they electric or hydraulic?
Hydraulic.
Hydraulic? No shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no shit.
I thought it was electric.
Uh-huh. Well, there are some electric winches on there, but the main one's all hydraulic.
The big ones are hydraulics or
right.
And by hydraulic, yeah.
hydraulic.
Well, what the
right,
fuck
right.
is that third? What's that third axle for? I never see it, it never being used. What's that big third axle for?
That well, because you the weight, the length of the weight, it's so much
right.
weight there that it's on that frame. That rotator ain't right. that's like a crane, dude. That's a heavy piece of iron. You know what I mean? Then you got all the equipment mm-hmm. and all the other the water tanks, all that shit. There's a lot of equipment. This thing's about the size of a fire truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, yeah. I think right. he said it weighed 73,000 pounds.
right, something like that. Right, but you're talking that crane alone is fucking huge, man. And it's got to pick up
oh, yeah.
such you know X amount of weight. You know, it's the weight of a tractor trailer. So you know, it's,
oh, yeah.
it's got to have that much tire coverage. If not, the tires wouldn't hold air. They couldn't hold up. They'll explode. You know.
As a weight, is a weight thing for a weight. Okay, I thought it was a
right.
drive wheel or something, wheel drive or something. Mm-hmm.
Well, they are drive wheels. Yeah, yeah. You know, right? Oh yeah. You know, they can go through a lot. Some are four wheel drive. You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's you know, but you're talking to some money there. But yeah. They're heavy, man. But that third wheel, that third set of that tandem axle, or that triple axle, triplet.
Third.
Yeah, that's
triple.
What that is.
Triple.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like it's only one wheel. It's not two.
It
looks
is.
Like it's just like one wheel.
It's just right. one. It's just one. Yep. It's when it's under load bear. It's bear loading. A lot of times they'll be up and then they adjust down because of load bearing. You know how much load is lifting. You know, it all depends the reason. You know, you're bearing the load.
Right.
There's a lot to them. It's a whole different world to operate one of those things. I'm telling you, you got to get educated.
Sure.
You know, I actually had to take a
sure.
course. So yeah.
yeah,
there's a lot to it. There's a lot of tools, a lot of equipment on them, man. A lot of shit.
Oh yeah,
even got airbags and shit lift shit up with. Got a big compressor
Damn.
Bag and rabbit inflate and all kinds of shit. But you control it by manifolds. It's pretty fucking neat. Pretty neat shit.
Yeah. Right, you have to have a course.
yeah, and just think, but you know, the operating expense of this bitch. Trust me, that's what I'm getting out of it, man. I'm done. Especially the fucking insurance on the fucking. You think he's buying fucking five homes. You pay the insurance bill on that motherfucker. Trust me. Because you got a lot of liability. You know. It depends what you're fucking pulling. If you're from a personal motorhome to a fucking tractor trailer, you know. So, you know, that cargo in that trailer could be worth a lot of money. But usually when we pull a trailer, we use a separate truck. We just pull a trailer by itself. If the trailer's still rollable, we'll come get with a tractor, you know. It just depends, gun. It just depends, you know, the application. You know, a lot of different ways to do it. Anyway, all right, bro. Well, I'm about out here, and I will see you tonight, all right? So behave yourself. Don't take no wooden nickels. All right. For me and all of us, I will see you guys all later. Be good. Behave yourselves. Have a good night, folks.